In March, activists appealed to Congress to steer COVID relief money to election administration. Led by the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, more than 150 organizations signed a letter to every member of Congress seeking $2 billion in election funding. It was somewhat successful. The CARES Act, passed later that month, contained $400 million in grants to state election administrators, but the next tranche of relief funding didn't add to that number. It wasn't going to be enough. Private philanthropy stepped into the breach. An assortment of foundations contributed tens of millions in election administration funding. The Chan Zuckerberg Initiative chipped in $300 million. It was a failure at the federal level that 2,500 local election officials were forced to apply for philanthropic grants to fill their needs, says Amber McReynolds, a former Denver election official who heads the nonpartisan National Vote at Home Institute. McReynolds' two-year-old organization became a clearinghouse for a nation struggling to adapt. The Institute gave secretaries of state from both parties technical advice on everything from which vendors to use to how to locate drop boxes. Local officials are the most trusted sources of election information, but few can afford a press secretary, so the Institute distributed communication toolkits. In a presentation to Podorsa's group, McReynolds detailed the importance of absentee ballots for shortening lines at polling places and preventing an election crisis. The Institute's work helped 37 states and D.C. bolster mail voting, but it wouldn't be worth much if people didn't take advantage. Part of the challenge was logistical. Each state has different rules for when and how ballots should be requested and returned. The Voter Participation Center, which in a normal year would have deployed canvassers door-to-door to get out the vote, instead conducted focus groups in April and May to find out what would get people to vote by mail. In August and September, it sent ballot applications to 15 million people in key states, 4.6 million of whom returned them. In mailings and digital ads, the group urged people not to wait for Election Day. All the work we have done for 17 years was built for this moment of bringing democracy to people's doorsteps, says Tom Lopik, the center's CEO.